That's exactly what we'll do with the help you get from ASC certified technician Nick Stauffel, who runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
I trust you and your crew had a good week there at Lloyd's?
It was very warm, but it was a very, very busy week. You know, I think people are in their full swing of getting ready for road trips or in the process of such and making sure that their cars are going to get them there and back. So we've been very busy.
What about, have you been busy with AC issues? I assume that's been a big problem with some folks.
It's been a very, very warm summer thus far. And as like you mentioned, their air conditioning has been one of the top priorities, you know, one of those comfort features of the vehicle that, you know, we can't, when it's 90 degrees every day, you kind of need that.
What is usually goes wrong? I mean, is it the refrigerant leaking out, or what usually is the issue?
You know, there's a variety of things that we see. You know, having the refrigerant leak out is a common issue. You know, keep in mind the air conditioning system's not very different than your refrigerator or your at-home air conditioning system. The difference is it's in a moving vehicle that has to absorb vibrations from the road, elevation changes, you know, and of course, temperature changes. And we'll oftentimes people come in with a concern that it's not blowing very cold. And, you know, we have our equipment that will connect and evacuate, try to determine the amount of refrigerant left in the system. And then we'll refill it, you know, recharge it, add some dye, and try to isolate or locate that leak. Sometimes you can't see the leak the first go around because, you know, the refrigerant's a gas when it leaks out. So that gas evaporates. It doesn't leave it's not like engine oil where there's a spot on the ground and you look under the vehicle and you can see where the oil is leaking from. Refrigerant, we need to add something to give us a spot to look for. So that dye does that. However, that air conditioning system's not just under the hood. It's in the dash of the vehicle. Some vehicles have rear conditioning, so it can be almost anywhere, and it can be sometimes a bit of a challenge to find that source of a leak. So we recharge it, add the dye, oftentimes have folks return looking for the source of the leak. Sometimes the leak is so small that recharge could, you know, last a couple of years. Other times it doesn't, but that's the most common process. Other things that can happen, you know, there's the compressor, which is the pump. There's electrical options, and sometimes even with the control settings inside the vehicle. So there's a whole variety of things that can happen, and, you know, looks like it's going to be warm again here soon. So, you know, if that's not working well on your vehicle, I would say, you know, get an appointment somewhere and have that checked out.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have any kind of a car care question for Nick Stauffel, by all means, we'd love to hear you. You can call it in. Or you can text it in, whichever is easier, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Keep in mind, Nick will be taking his leave about a half hour from now, so our time goes by rather quickly. So if you have a question, by all means, let's hear it sooner rather than later. You know, and we're already getting some text messages, but going back to the AC, and I know you and our friend Dan over the years have talked about cleaning, I think about the cotton balls that fly through the air and they get stuck on the radiator, the fins there. And I, for the second time this season, cleaned out, opened up my AC compressor at home. And it's amazing how much gunk that thing collects and makes it a lot more efficient. You guys do it. I don't know if you recommend the homeowner do it, but you guys, you and your crew have cleaned those fins of junk, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at home, we see the cottonwood attached and collecting outside that air conditioning unit. And you know, you're sitting outside, you can see that. Well, in your vehicle, it's a little more difficult, but you're absolutely right that, and the car is moving, so it's not just what's floating through there, it's what we're catching as we're flying down the highway. So
right.
That debris gets caught up on the front of the radiator, the condenser, sometimes between them. So if you know, it's simple garden hose. You don't need to get a pressure washer or nothing. You don't want to create any more damage or create any damage. But if you have the capability to get up underneath the vehicle, through the grill where there's some spacing allowed there, from up above with the hood open, and try to rinse that out back and forth, you'll see a collection of some stuff that might wash out of there. And the air conditioning system definitely appreciates it, along with the engine itself, because airflow what makes all this work. It cools the engine because it cools the radiator, and it cools the condenser, which allows that air conditioning system to be more efficient, creating colder air inside the car.
But you got
radiator, and it cools the condenser, which allows that air conditioning system to be more efficient, creating colder air inside the car.
But you got to be careful, like you suggested. Don't no pressure washer. You don't want to bend those things.
Well, yeah, those fins. I mean, it's amazing that they last as long as they do, but they're very thin, and they're designed to hold those cores separated and allow it to dissipate heat. So any restriction in airflow lessens the amount of transferring of heat to allow these things to cool down. So it's something when you go in for a service, you know, this time of the year, most of the things are done falling out of the trees. You go in for service, mention, hey, is it possible to have that radiator condenser areas cleaned out? And I'm sure it's most vehicles are a fairly easy task.
Well, that's good to hear. All right, you know, we need to take a break, but again, I want to invite our listeners to join in. If you want to ask our mechanic friend, Nick Stoffel, he, as I said, is an ASC certified technician. He knows his stuff there at Lloyd's Automotive. Call us or text us, either one, 651-461-9226. Any kind of a car care question. If you have a problem and you need to bring your vehicle in for service, but you want to know what could be ailing, let's hear from you. 651-461-9226. We'll grab some text messages when we come back here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We're going to grab a call from Debbie in just a moment. But Nick, for folks that need some help from you guys at Lloyd's, how do we find you?
Yeah, if you ever need to give us a call, kind of question or a comment or such, 651-228-1316. And if you're out on Grand Avenue having lunch or going for a stroll, you know, poke in and say hi. We're right at the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, yellow brick building. Street number is 982 Grand. And then if you're at home or on your device there, check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
Very good. We'll get you that info before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. All right. Yeah, any kind of a car care question, we would appreciate hearing from you either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Debbie is calling in from, I believe, Egan this morning. Debbie, thank you. What is your question for Nick?
Good morning. I have a 2015 Toyota Venza, and I recently had the battery terminals replaced. They were all gunked up and corroded, so I had them replaced. Once they were replaced, restarting the car, I lost all my settings, my Bluetooth, my phone, the whole screen is blank. How do I get that restarted?
Well, if the system has gone blank, like, you know, it's not operational, something might have happened with that repair, maybe a fuse or something accidentally got tripped and blown. If it's a matter where the, you know, system's turning on but all your settings are gone, you're going to have to go through the manual, which, you know, when you bought the vehicle, it was fresh and new and you got everything set up, and after the years you get kind of accustomed to just having everything the way it was. So you have to go through and kind of start at step one and go through, reconnect your device, go to all your settings and reset all those radio stations and all those other presets you have in there. So if it's where the power is not turning the system on, someone needs to look a little bit further. Maybe accidentally a fuse or something had gotten blown. Some vehicles do require where it says code, where it's looking for a security code where you'd enter those digits on the pad there. That's the case. Once again, check the owner's manual or the glove box. There's probably a card in there that'll have that code for you. If you don't, you'll have to contact the dealership. Many times you have to go there yourself with registration, proof of ownership, to get that information. It's a security feature, too, which can be nice, so therefore someone else can't gain access to taking or having your things.
Wow, good luck. That's frustrating. Now, and again, it could be, like you said, a fuse, some other problem, but generally speaking, if you're replacing a battery, for example, you guys there at Lloyd's, you kind of hook up kind of a helper, right? So none of that stuff is lost as you put in a new battery or whatever you're going to do in that case, right?
Correct. And so, you know, technology makes and models are all different. But oftentimes, you know, a few years back, you'd actually connect another 12-volt source to those cables. So when you disconnect the battery to replace it or make a repair, you don't lose any of those presets or any of that memory feature. A lot of vehicles now, newer, they have likely a capacitor or a reserve. So when you remove the battery, there's enough reserve there to allow it to hold those memory features. So when you reconnect the battery, it's already there. And as I was alluding to with the caller there, sometimes when you disconnect the battery, manufacturers have designed a security feature so somebody can't steal the radio or take something and have a function for them where you, when you reconnect it, it's going to ask for a security code to enter to allow that system to work once again. So a variety of things that can happen there, and depending on each case and scenario, it's a little different. But owner's manual, as we've said for years, look through it. Call and ask for help, or you know the other options: contact the dealership or go to the dealership to help get that code if you need that.
Very good, thanks, Debbie. Good luck with that. 651-461-9226. Call or text any kind of a car care question you may have. Here's one. Periodically, it says our 2020 Toyota Highlander, the brake, I assume they mean the parking brake, will not release when putting the car in gear. Texter says, I have to put the car back in park and then back in gear to get it to release. I've taken it to the dealer for warranty service. They cannot find any problem with that. I assume they're talking about a parking brake. Let's talk about the parking brake. Use it or lose it. Or what's the deal with newer cars these days in that particular item?
Well, that item has changed. You know, the thing used to be, you know, if you had a manual transmission years and years ago, you would set the parking brake when you parked the vehicle to ensure it's not going to roll away. Most often you had automatic transmission. You never used it. And we would say as vehicles got a little bit older, if you haven't been using it all along, don't do it now, because when you release it, that mechanism is probably corroded and rusted and may not release. Therefore, the brakes would still be engaged. Now, on the most the newer vehicles now, as an additional safety feature, a lot of times when you park the vehicle, the parking brakes, which is part of the rear brake system on the vehicle, the caliper can have an electric component to it. So when you park the vehicle, it'll engage that parking brake to reassure that the car is not going to roll around. So when you start the vehicle and you go from park to drive or reverse, that electric parking brake disengages. Now, I'm assuming with this Texas having a problem is that one of those calipers, for whatever reason, something's hanging up, not allowing it to release properly. Obviously, the vehicle sees that, so it's going to leave the system engaged because they think there might be a fault. And then this, you know, Texter has to start the process over, go back into park, go back to forward or reverse, and then it disengages. So, you know, a lot of the features in vehicles are designed to keep us safe and protected. This included, sometimes it's frustrating because our climate with winter and salt sometimes can make those systems not ideal. But I'm sure, you know, if someone took that those brakes apart, cleaned everything, kind of make sure everything was lubricated and make sure there's no resistance or any corrosion, that system would work as it was designed again.
That seems like the process. Wow, frustrating yet. All right, I tell you what, we need to take a quick break here. We're going to have a look at that forecast. Could be raining where you are. We do expect some good showers here, finally, in the Twin Cities area. So we'll get you details coming along. In the meantime, Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive will be with us for a few more minutes, till about another 10, 12 minutes, actually. Any kind of a question you may have referring to your car, truck, van, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We're here every Saturday morning in the 7 o'clock hour. This morning, Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive again helping you out with any kind of a car care question you may have. And, Nick, let's see how many folks we can help out before you take your leave today here in a few minutes. Nick, this one says, are some tires noisier than others? What can I do to get the quietest tires on the market? Well, tires can be noisy, can't they? Even maybe especially kind of when they're getting bad or what?
Well, I mean, tires, couple reasons tires can become noisy. A lot of it's the tread design. You know, certain tires have a different purposes. So if it's designed for more of a traction, maybe even a bit of an off-road aspect, the tread design is going to give you that traction, but at the cost of some noise, some road noise. The other thing that happens, too, is that tires wear, maybe the alignment might be out of adjustment. Maybe some of those steering and suspension components can be worn, which can allow the tires to wear unevenly. So you get an uneven surface of the tire that's contacting the road as we go, and that too can make some noise. So if you're looking to buy some new tires and noise is one of your concerns, do some research, because most tires will talk about traction, winter driving, wet driving, and road noise. So kind of prioritize what's most important to you when you're doing that purchase, and make sure, and in this case, that road noise is important, and make sure you find a tire that fits what your needs are.
Okay, makes sense. Texter says this: I have a Toyota RAV 2010. The sunroof sometimes won't close after being open. Is that going to be an expensive thing to fix? I love my sunroof, or moonroof, as some people say.
Yes, definitely. That's one of those areas that you have to be careful. I guess what I would tell this this texter is, you know, when you open it up, get up above the vehicle, you know, kind of look in the area of the channels on both sides. Make sure there's not an excessive amount of debris. You know, we commented earlier about stuff like cottonwood and such. Well, a lot of that stuff ends up on the top of the vehicle. If the sunroof is open, some of that stuff can kind of collect and get caught up in that track where the window's sliding on. So the first thing to do is get in there and try to clean out any debris, make sure there's no restrictions. I'd be very careful about trying to spray anything like a lubricant. I wouldn't want to have any of that kind of staining of the headliner, because it's a funny thing. You know, it's a window on the roof that we want to protect us from any kind of snow or rain, but also we want to have the sunshine and the airflow. So I would be very careful. Make sure it's clean. If you're still having issues, you're probably going to have to take that into the professional to try to determine if there's something wrong with the mechanism. I wouldn't be sticking any kind of obstructions down in there. I wouldn't want to create more problems for sure and have it be stuck. But I think the simplest thing to do, clean out anything you can see if it works any better. That's a victory. If not, I would have to contact someone to help me figure out what's going on.
Okay. Here is another text to 2014 CRV. There's a grinding noise immediately upon startup, typically on a cold weather initial start. Honda says it's the VTC actuator, and the noise is not harmful. Question is, have you guys seen this come into your shop?
It is a common issue in a variety of vehicles. What happens is a component within there is allowing the oil to leave that mechanism. And what happens is, and we've talked about this in the past, with later model, newer vehicles, they use engine oil to help manage the timing, you know, valve train timing, which makes the vehicle more efficient, makes it better fuel economy, better power, better acceleration, a lot of these things. Well, what happens with time, things that, you know, the oil, and if we do a good job of maintaining our vehicles and doing the good quality oil changes that we preach, these systems are happier. Even if we do that, sometimes you can have a failure there. So my opinion is, if the noise was, or if you're hearing a noise that's different than when you bought the vehicle when it was new, that's not okay. Now, I do believe that you're not going to have any kind of catastrophic failure, but that extra noise is wear and tear, which is hard on the vehicle regardless. It can, you know, leave more material in the oil. It can do a lot of things. So My advice would be, I would go back to that dealership and say, well, I don't like this. Why is it doing it? What is the, you know, what can we do to replace it? Sometimes it needs that mechanism. There's other solenoids that can sometimes be replaced. But, you know, we had the same question a few weeks back, and my opinion is that when they made the vehicle, it wasn't designed to do that, so therefore it shouldn't be doing that. So I would follow up again and say, no, I don't like this. I want to have this resolved.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Nick, I know we're up against the clock here, and we're going to remind our folks that you'll be back again next Saturday, I hope, with more answers to some good questions. In the meantime, if we do need some help, you guys from Lloyd's, tell us again, for those that may have missed it earlier, what are the ways we can get in touch with you guys?
You know, like I said, if you're ever walking along Grand Avenue in St. Paul, stop in and say hi. We're at 982 Grand Avenue. If you're in front of your device, the website is LloydsAutomotive.net, and that's L-L-O-Y-D-S Automotive.net. And if you need help with a question, feel free to give us a call, 651-228-1316.
And again, when we do talk again, by golly, it's going to be the 1st of July, I do believe. July 4th, just around the corner. So folks getting ready for that holiday. Well, Nick, have a good week. We'll connect again next Saturday morning. What do you say?
Sounds wonderful, Denny. Thank you.
Good deal. Thank you. Nick Stoffel, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat, and then get those lawn and garden questions ready for Master Gardener Teresa Rooney. That's all straight ahead here on a Saturday morning from News Talk 830. This is W.